Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Così fan tutte is the third and final collaboration between Mozart and his ingenious Italian librettist, Lorenzo da Ponte. And while the first two operas, La Nozze di Figaro and Don Giovanni, are universally known and beloved, Così fan tutte remains, at least with the public at large, slightly less a known quantity. But to those who know it well, it is a treasure trove of endless riches. It's a story purposefully absurd, full of private jokes between the composer and the librettist. The very title itself, which, roughly translated, means "That's how all women behave," is itself a line from The Marriage of Figaro. Subtitled The School for Lovers, it tells the story of two men, Ferrando and Guglielmo, who are challenged by Don Alfonso to test their lover's fidelity. They accept the challenge, and from here a boatload of nonsense ensues. There are, of course, glorious arias in Così, important ones even, particularly for the soprano Fiordiligi and for Ferrando the tenor. But with our limited time today, I've chosen to focus on a handful of the amazing ensembles with which Mozart punctuates the score with dazzling effect. The opera opens with three trios in a row for the male characters. This is the third, in which the two lovers can't wait to throw a party for their girlfriends after they've demonstrated their fidelity. They snickeringly tell Don Alfonso that he'll be invited as well. The young men tell their girlfriends, who happen to be sisters, that they have to leave suddenly for military duty. They don't tell them that they plan to come back disguised as Albanians, intent on wooing them into submission. As the ship sails away, the women believe that it is taking their lovers to battle. With Don Alfonso, they sing the sublime trio Suave Sial Vento, asking for gentle breezes and calm waters to accompany their loves. It's as ineffably perfect a piece of music as you'll ever encounter.
Thank you.
In the sextet from Act I, Don Alfonso has enlisted the sisters' servant, Despina, to help carry out the deception. In their Albanian guises, the men introduce themselves first to Despina, who doesn't recognize them, and is greatly amused by their strange clothes and exotic mustaches. The two sisters, however, will have nothing to do with them and demand that they leave. The disguised lovers are quite pleased by their apparent disdain. This is the Weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. By the time we get to the first act finale, the sisters have maintained their virtue, though Dorabella, Ferrando's girlfriend, has shown signs of potential wavering. The men decide to pretend to drink poison in an effort to garner at least some pity from the sisters, and it works to a degree. They certainly don't want them to die. Despina, disguised as a doctor who specializes in magnetic therapy, brings them back to life. And of course, the first thing they want is a kiss from the sisters. The sisters are outraged while everyone else is trying to keep their composure. Mozart is clearly laughing the loudest. Act II finds the sisters a little more open-minded. Despina, ever wise in the ways of the world, has told them to let their hair down and live a little. In this duet, Fiordiligi and Dorabella let their imaginations wander just a little bit, each of them choosing their favorite, who, in both cases, just happens to be the opposite of their real-life lovers. To them, it's just harmless sport and pleasure. Dorabella eventually falls hook, line, and sinker for Guglielmo. But Fiordiligi has fought hard to remain constant, resisting the passionate entreaties of Ferrando. But there comes a moment when, even for Ferrando, the attraction might actually be something real, something even akin to love. He tells her, "Turn a merciful eye on me, and you'll find a husband, lover, and more." Fiordiligi is helpless and replies, "Merciful heaven, cruel man, you've won. Do with me as you will." Well, things progress to such an extreme degree that the new couples decide to get married. But as the festivities progress, Ferrando and Guglielmo rush off to change back into their former garb and personae. They return and feign outrage at their lovers' gross infidelity and threaten to kill them. But forgiveness is a constant theme in nearly all of Mozart's operas. Ferrando and Guglielmo, perhaps aware that the affections of their hearts, too, had been challenged, forgive and make up with their girlfriends, admitting that Don Alfonso has gotten the best of them. The opera ends with a classic Mozartian statement of the moral. Happy is he who looks at things on the right side and makes reason his guide. That which makes others weep will be for him a cause for mirth. Amid the tempests of this world, he will find sweet peace. This week's broadcast of Così fan tutte boasts a beautiful and dynamic ensemble cast. The brilliant American soprano Amanda Majeski sings Fiordiligi, and Italian mezzo-soprano Serena Malfi sings the role of her sister, Dorabella. Our Ferrando is American tenor Ben Bliss, and Czech baritone Adam Placetka is Guglielmo. Kelly O'Hara, superstar of the Broadway stage, sings the role of Despina, and British baritone Christopher Maltman sings Don Alfonso. Our conductor is David Robertson. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And please join me next week as we examine one of opera's greatest bel canto tragedies, Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.